holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
We have a few things that we need to pay attention to as believers and workers.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today is a splendid day. Listen, have you been sharing the links from podbean.com? Sharing these links? Hey, share them. Help somebody else. Well, maybe, you know, we don't know if we're going to help anybody else with this stuff. We're just trying to say it. And if you can get it, great. If you can't get it, I'm sorry. I hope that God give it to you. Not necessarily through me, but I hope He gives it to you directly from Him so that you'll have all of the truth. All the truth that you need, you get it directly from Him. Nobody has any truth. Only God has truth. And so we can only say, if we're going to talk the truth, we have to say what He says. And He will tell us what to say. You understand what I'm saying? We can sit there and say, oh, I'm going to go and quote the Bible and that's the truth. No, the Bible's in parts. Just like our understanding's in parts. So we can't actually use the Bible as truth. You know, we can use the Bible as a roadmap. The Bible is there for us to learn, right? It says it's there for our learning. It's there. But the only truth is God. See, the Bible talks about truth. The truth is God. The Bible talks about God. The Bible is not God. That's what I've been trying to tell you guys all week. The Bible is not God. God is the only God there is. And the Bible talks about truth. But God is the truth. You see what I'm saying? So only God is the truth. And God has all the power. The Bible has no power. Only God has all the power. The Quran doesn't have any power. All these other books that we read don't have power. Only God has power. You get what I'm saying to you? So God is the one with the truth. And He's the one who can change anything. He's the one that spoke the world into existence. He's the one that just says things and things happen. And then He shows us how to say things and things happen. But ultimately, He is the only truth there ever is and ever will be. He is the truth. Somebody say God is the truth. If you're not saying what God says, you're not telling the truth. Ooh, that question, what was it? What would God do? Well, we need to change that to what would God say? What would God say? And if we're not saying what He would say, then we're not telling the truth at all. And so all we could ever do is ask God to help us to speak the truth, because our tongue don't want to say the truth. Our tongue never wants to speak the truth. It wants to do what it wants to do. It just wants to lie. Our own tongues, all of us, preachers and all. If you're not careful, that tongue will be, man, it will get out of control and cut people, kill people, and say things to people and cut people down. And it just does it because it wants to do it. God says it. Who can control the tongue? The tongue is the thing that's out of control. It'll just lie and say anything. It will. You can't trust your own tongue. You can only say what God says and then wait for God to back up what He said. Because we can't back up anything. All we can do is, you know, sit here and fight each other. And we're not really fighting each other. We're just fighting other people. But really, God says you're fighting flesh. You're not fighting flesh and blood. You're fighting principalities and high places and things. Spirits, you can't even see. That's what you're fighting. But sometimes those spirits will get into people and control people or convince people to say things and do things, and now you think you're fighting people, but no, you're really just fighting evil spirits. Yep. And so the truth is what will help you. Let somebody say, man, hey, head on over to podbean.com and download the broadcast and share these links with people. Share them. All right. Let's see. Going over to 2 Timothy 2. And yesterday, what was it? It was 22, talking about run away from anything that simulates youthful lust and instead pursue righteous living, faithfulness, love, and peace. Enjoy the companionship of those who call on the name of the Lord with pure hearts. And that in itself will tell a great thing. Enjoy the companionship of those who call on the Lord with pure hearts. So in other words, don't sit there and enjoy companionship with those who don't call on the Lord with a pure heart. They call on the Lord with something else. Verse 23 is where we are now. Verse 23, again, I say, don't get involved in foolish, ignorant arguments that only start fights. This is being a good worker, being a good believer. We don't go around getting involved in foolish, ignorant arguments that only starts fights. See, people, they only fight when they have two different spirits. So one person believes one thing, another person believes something else, and then they can't agree to just, you know, hey man, we just disagree on that. No, they want to fight about it. They want to be right. They have to be right, so they fight. And so now we're getting into ignorant arguments, because all of it is, like I told you, what was it, last week? It's like a thing of, we only see in part. We don't see everything. We don't know everything. We only can see a little bit, right? And if we can only see a little bit, then we don't have the whole picture. But you know who can fill in the blanks? God can fill in the blanks with what we know. He's the only one who can fill in the blanks. So we won't be ignorant. And ignorant meaning you just don't know a thing. Not that you don't want to know, but you just don't know. You don't know that you don't know. You kind of get what I'm saying? So, ignorant arguments that only start fights. 24, a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but must be kind to everybody. Let's be kind to everyone. Be able to teach and be patient with difficult people. That's being a good believer, a good worker. A servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but must be kind to everyone. Be able to teach and be patient with difficult people. Being patient with difficult people. That in itself, that talks about your family. That talks about your community. You might have some difficult people that you have to deal with in church. Difficult people you have to deal with at work. Sometimes the difficult person you have to deal with is yourself. Yeah. Sometimes that difficult person is you. You don't mean to be difficult. You're just trying to help. You're figuring that I have to be this way so that people will listen to me, or I have to be this way so that people won't run over me. A servant of the Lord must not quarrel, fight, but must be kind to everyone. You don't fight everybody. You know, even though they might do you wrong, you don't fight everybody. I guess you have to pick your fights, I guess, but you don't fight everybody, but you must be kind to everybody. You don't have to agree with everybody, but you must be kind to them. You must tell them the truth. This is talking about being a good worker or an approved worker. You know, presenting yourself to God is what it started off with. What was it? Verse 15, where it talks about work hard so that you can present yourself to God and receive his approval. Yeah, you want God's approval. You don't want people's approval. If you want God's approval, he says this, a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but must be kind to everyone, be able to teach, and be patient with difficult people. So be kind, everyone, be able to teach, and be patient with difficult people. If you're going to work with the kingdom of God, if you're going to work in the kingdom of God in order to be an approved worker, there are three bullet points right there. Must not quarrel, must be kind to everyone, must be able to teach, and must be able to be patient with difficult people. That cuts out a whole lot of us. You know, you're going to always have difficult people. You cannot jump out of your skin trying to fight everybody in the name of the Lord. No, you don't do that. 25, gently instruct those who oppose the truth. Gently instruct them, because you realize you can't make anybody do anything. All you could ever do is gently instruct them. Those who oppose you, gently instruct them. Gently instruct those who oppose the truth. Perhaps God will change those people's hearts and they will learn the truth. So if God changes your heart, then maybe you'll learn the truth. It didn't say you go read your Bible and you'll learn the truth. It didn't say that. Gently instruct those who oppose the truth. Perhaps God will change those people's hearts. If God changes their hearts, perhaps, maybe God will change those people's hearts, and they will learn the truth. Maybe if God changes their heart, maybe they'll learn the truth. Gently instruct those who oppose the truth. Perhaps God will change those people's hearts and they will learn the truth. So if the truth is going to come, it's because God changed your heart. God changed your heart and then you learned the truth. Verse 26, then they will come to their senses and escape from the devil's trap, for they have been held captive by him to do whatever he wants. So the evil that you were doing was not necessarily the evil that you wanted to do, but you were doing the evil that the devil wanted you to do. Then they will come to their senses. Verse 26, then they will come to their senses after God has changed their minds and their hearts and they get the truth. Then they will come to their senses and escape from the devil's trap, for they have been held captive by him to do whatever he wants. Now it's time to do what God wants. Let's make a change.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be holy.